Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
It's definitely going to feel like summer today, but maybe not in the fun way, with the city under an air quality alert and temperatures near 90. Let's get the latest from AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire.
An air quality alert is in place for the city on North and East from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. today for high levels of ozone. And you're going to want to take it easy because of that, but also because of the heat. Temperatures are heading up near 90 for today. It'll be just below that for the city and nearby suburbs, but at or above 90 for areas well inland. Also, the humidity is going to be a little bit high for this early in June, although it's not going to be oppressive. It is still going to add to the effects of the heat. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Of course, whatever the weather brings, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest info. We'll get you through. It was one hot night on the debate stage.
Nine Democrats going head-to-head in the first primary debate where former Governor Andrew Cuomo was present.
I am the last person on this stage that Mr. Trump wants to see as mayor, and that's why I should be the first choice.
Cuomo, who's been leading in the early polling data, was asked about the COVID-era nursing home deaths and his involvement in the report.
Were you involved in the producing of that report? It's just a yes or no question.
I was very aware of the report. I spoke to it at press conferences.
Now, before it was released.
Candidates also answering questions how they would make the city more affordable and safer. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The mayoral primary is Tuesday, June 24th. Incumbent Mayor Adams is running as an independent. E-bike riders, get ready to slow down. Mayor Adams is setting a new speed limit. 1010 Winds Glenn Shug has that story from Midtown.
No more a bike pedal to the metal if the mayor has his way. Eric Adams says, slow it down. The limit is 15 miles an hour.
We've all had this experience. You know what it is like trying to cross the street in an e-bike or e-scooter. Either runs you over or your family member over.
In fact, I had that experience several times here near Rockefeller Center this morning. But I did see this guy. He was doing it all right, biking nice and slow and even wearing a helmet.
The mayor wants to keep it at 15 miles an hour. I know you're one of the first people that saw actually keeping it to the speed. Do you think that's necessary?
Yeah, I do think it's necessary because I don't feel safe when I'm walking. They're flying through the intersection. So I'm all for it. Thank you, yeah.
But you think the 50, you think it'll work? You think it'll make it safer for people?
If people abide by it, yeah.
But will they?
if there's enforcement.
Yes, the question of enforcement. We'll see. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at 46th and 6th.
Police are investigating a deadly shooting near Times Square last night. This happened just before 11 p.m. in front of 345 West 42nd Street near 9th Avenue. Police say a 30-year-old man was shot in the head and taken to Bellevue, where he was pronounced dead. His name has not yet been released. Suspects apparently ran away from the scene. Police are still looking for them. The Times Square shooting came just hours after a fatal shooting in Chelsea. Police in this case were called to 431 West 17th Street around 9:20 p.m. A 21-year-old man was shot in the neck. He was taken to Bellevue in critical condition and later died. He's been identified as Rakeese Cohen. Police say he lived at the address where the shooting happened. No word so far on what led up to it. Police say there are no arrests and the investigation is continuing. Relief in sight for New Jersey electric rates? Well, Governor Murphy is set to make an announcement this afternoon as electricity customers brace for that significant increase in their bills. New pricing set at the state's annual basic generation auctions will mean an average $20 a month hike for customers of most of the state's utilities if it takes effect on Sunday. Murphy has sharply criticized the move. Now he is planning what his office describes as an announcement on ratepayer relief this afternoon. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the details as they come in. Two cyclists are recovering after they were hurt when somebody left a kite string suspended across the Marine Parkway Bridge on Sunday. Gothamist reports the two were in the bridge's bike lane Sunday evening when they rode right into the string. One cyclist was cut in the throat and seriously hurt. The other suffered a cut on her finger. Both treated at the hospital. The man who was hit in the throat is said to be in the ICU. The other rider told Gothamist she saw a kite flying nearby just before it happened but didn't see the string till it was too late. She and other cyclists have raised concerns about kite flying in the area and they're calling for new efforts to discourage it. A new escalation in the Trump administration battle with Columbia University as officials try to yank the school's accreditation over concerns about anti-Semitic protests. U.S. Department of Education told the Middle States Commission for Higher Education, a non-governmental accreditation group, that Columbia is violating the Civil Rights Act because it's failing to protect Jewish students from the anti-Semitism on campus. No response so far from the commission. Columbia says it's aware of the concerns and has addressed them directly with the accreditation group. It's going to be a wicked good Tony night for Cynthia Erivo, the Oscar nominee for Wicked earlier this year, hosting Sunday night. She won her Tony in 2016 for The Color Purple. Tells CBS Morning she's really looking forward to it because she's been to all of the shows.
I've seen everything this season, and it has been one of the most amazing things to be able to sit in the audiences and just soak in all of the amazing work that everyone is doing. So I'm very excited to see all the performances.
78th Annual Tony Awards this Sunday, June 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.